Time for another segment of Ask the Mayor on Performance Radio as we give you a chance to send in your questions to news@KOKK.com. You can ask Mayor Harrington some questions of your own. City Commission meeting on Monday night, and we record these on Tuesdays to get an update on what was discussed and voted on at the City Commission meeting each Monday night. Ask the Mayor on Performance Radio, brought to you by Potter's Shoes at 3rd and Dakota in downtown Huron, your one-stop sit-and-fit store for men's, women's, and kids' footwear. From flip-flops to steel-toe boots, Potter Shoes. Ask the Mayor is also sponsored by Stony Brook Suites on 21st Street in Huron. Stony Brook Suites. Water main projects getting underway yet later this spring. The City Commission also got a report from Parks and Recreation Department with the Huron Little League program about improvements needed at Memorial Park and a grant to be applied for. This past Monday night City Commission meeting started out with a public forum and a look into the hazard mitigation plan for the city of Huron.
One of the things we did in public forum, we did speak to the Butte County Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan, which is a plan that we get together with other cities and in our county and our county commissioners. We get together and we review our mitigation plan for natural hazards. This is something that's required by FEMA. We have to do it on a yearly basis. We sit down and look at what could be a natural, how we provide for cover for a natural disaster if it did happen here, or any hazardous material or anything that's laying around that we need to know about. How do we mitigate that? This is a plan that, like I said, is required by FEMA in order for us to receive FEMA monies if we should unfortunately have a hazardous situation happen in our town, a hurricane or something like that, or anything, any type of disaster. We could get funds from FEMA if we have this plan and filled out and sent in. So that's what we're doing. We also had this week, the 11th through the 17th, is we had a proclamation for our National Public Safety Telecommunication Workers. This is our dispatch people. In the Huron office here, our dispatch office here, we cover five counties. By coverage, I mean that we take all the calls for any accidents or police calls or emergency calls of any type come through here. Then we notify those departments of the calls and the location and stuff. So whenever an emergency occurs, we have a prompt response to our police officers, firefighters, and paramedics. This is very critical to protection of life and preservation of our property. That's something we're pretty proud of. We have a staff that's pretty up to date on everything in all of our counties and who to contact. It's a 24-hour service. They work 12 on, 12 off. Our dedicated people, I'm not sure I could do their job, but we have some good ones, and we're pleased that we can have a week to honor the work that they do for our county. Moving on, we had some bid quotes last night, a couple of them for sewer construction at Vantage Business Park. That was a bid let. We also had another one for water main replacement in different parts of our city. That was also let last night for almost $2 million. Petitions and communications, did some work on Northern State as far as what courses and procedures used and how we pay for courses and everything at that. It's a memorandum decisions that we have to do each year, a memorandum of understanding actually with Northern State, how the program will be run at our local Huron Community Campus. We also did a first reading on Northwestern Corporation franchise setup. And that was the first reading of that ordinance. That will now be put off until next week to have the first reading, because in reading the ordinance, and we found that there are some questions from other commissioners on that. So we're sending it back, and our lawyer and Northwestern's lawyer is going to get together to finalize some of those questions for us, and we'll take care of again that next week. We did set a limit of $418.59 on police guns for people that are police officers that are retired or leaving our service. they have an opportunity to buy their gun. So we set up a surplus committee that finds out what the values of the guns are. We had two people leaving this year, and the value of each of their guns was $418.59. They will pay that. They will take the gun, and we'll utilize that money to provide a gun to the new officers that will be filled to fill their positions. So then we had a lengthy discussion with here in Little League Association, and their questions about getting lights at Memorial Ballpark. Standards out there are sitting on the field, which has always been a liability for our insurance companies to cover, and they also, the lights are not good lights anymore. So we're looking at getting a grant to help pay for new lights on the Memorial baseball field. So we had a discussion on what the Little League would be doing with that and how the city would help with that process. So we have applied for a grant, and hopefully in June we'll know if we got money for that project. So it was a good discussion, and it was one as needed. So they also are looking, the baseball associations are looking, setting up some different projects out to the Memorial Field to renovate that. They're going to have a fundraising drive to raise money to get that done, and that project could probably take 2 or 3 years, but at least they're getting started on it, and we appreciate that. We did have some other stuff as far as we had a reclamation for a heating and cooling system at the Heron Community Campus Fine Arts Center. The one we have in there now is not working well at all, and hasn't for a couple years, so it's time to replace that. So we set up a committee to study that and improve that for capital asset to look at. So with that, that's what we had this week. It was a good meeting. Hope you have a good week. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you next week.